Country Club FM.
Let's get right into it. The Bob Almanac here, Monday, November 18th, 322nd day of the year, 43 days left to go. 43 only. That's all we have left here in 2019, Neil.
That's it?
That's it. 43 remaining. It says it right here. And again, be listening for a quiz question. We'll have a quiz at the end for Ronnie Millsap tickets. Big, big prize. This date, 1805, Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific, became the first Americans to cross the continent when they reached the Pacific Ocean. Of course, they did it with a little bit of help. They had Sacagawea, depending on how you like to pronounce that.
Right.
Native American woman that helped them, and among others. They weren't all by themselves, I don't think. It was an expedition, mm-hmm. Neil. They had a whole team.
Right.
1805. 1865, Samuel L. Clemens published really his first book, the one that got him national notoriety for the first time, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County.
Mm-hmm.
The Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. And he used the nom de plume, the pen name of Mark Twain for the first time.
Very nice.
It was published in New York's Saturday Press. 1865. 1928, a new kind of entertainment here. Synchronized sound animation. It was brand new. And Walt Disney was at the forefront, Neil. And this is Steamboat Willie. Can you hear that steamboat? There's Mickey.
I can.
Mickey's whistling. The debut of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. 1928 on this date.
Very nice.
No dialogue in that, mostly just sound effects.
Yeah, but it was good.
Speaking of sound effects, 1963, I don't have any, but you know what I'm talking about when I talk about Bell Telephone introducing the touch-tone telephone.
Oh, yeah.
The days of the rotary phone were numbered, Neil, although this was 1963, and we had a rotary phone well into the 90s, I recall, at our house.
Right. Oh, yeah. My parents' house, yeah, we had them way, way past when everybody else did.
Touch-tone telephone introduced to customers in Pennsylvania, and we use that technology yet today, using tones and things over lines to be able to tell things what to do. It is still a technology that's being used today, even in this digital age. How about 1970? Jerry Lee Lewis divorced his, third cousin once or twice removed, Myra Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They were married like 12 or 13 years.
Yeah.
And they were divorced 1970 here this state. 76.
Hi, I'm Natalie Cole, singer, mother, and smoker.
Denture wearer.
On November 20th, for 24 hours, I'm going to try to be a non-smoker. Once a year, the American Cancer Society sponsors the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout debuted on this date 1976. They still do that today. It's coming up, I believe, this week at some point in time. And that was Natalie Cole. You know, her father passed away of lung cancer.
Yes.
And he was a heavy smoker. Wow. Exactly. And she was as well. That was this date in 76. 78 in the news.
Well, the bodies of at least 409 men, women, and children, some shot to death, most apparently self-poisoned, have been found at the Guyana jungle camp of People's Temple. Among the bodies were those of the temple's fanatical founder, the Reverend Jim Jones, his wife, and at least one of their children.
So that was this day. You know the saying, drink the grape Kool-Aid?
Yep.
That's where this comes from.
Yep.
Jim Jones took a bunch of people from the Bay Area, went to Guyana.
Very sad.
And formed Jonestown, and her numbers were on the low side. They were still, at this point, still trying to figure out what happened. In all, 918 members of that People's Temple were murdered or committed suicide under the leadership of Jim Jones. And what happened earlier in the day was that a congressman from California went there. He wanted to know what was going on because a lot of these were his constituents that had moved down there. And then there were people that tried to leave with the congressman, and they shot like at the plane,
right.
And the congressman died, and like a cameraman died and all this other stuff. They had a TV crew there, and then Jim Jones just lost it at that point in time when his followers tried to leave, tried to escape, and that's when they did the mass suicide and just ugly.
Brutal.
That was
brutal.
In 1978 is when that happened. 85, this happened on Monday Night Football.
Let's take a look at with our reverse angle camera. He's looking deep, but he knows he's in trouble. Lawrence Taylor, number 56, right there. Carson is number 53. But it's Taylor over Carson. slamming.
Oh.
And you see the right knee, the right foot.
It's the ankle.
And I knew that something was...
This was the night that...
just gives me the willies. I don't like it.
The position of the backside offensive tackle just made a whole lot more money after that. If you've seen the movie The Blind Side, they make reference to that. Joe Theismann broke his leg and ended his career on this date. He had played since like 71, played in the CFL, so he had a long career.
Right.
He was into his mid-30s by now, I do believe, but it was an ugly, gruesome scene. It's happened a few times since, including yesterday. Did you see that the running back from Denver did that with the arm? I'm sure you felt for him.
Oh, I didn't like that at all.
He, instead of having the gravel in his hand like you did from Italy, that Italian gravel that is so hard to get and very expensive.
I still have it.
He had those rubber pellets.
Right.
From the field turf. So Joe Theismann broke
his
leg.
It's a violent game, let's be honest.
Do you remember that country rock band, the Daltons?
Right, we play two kinds of music. The Dalton Brothers, we play country and western.
And they're about to do
something. There's a little tune I wrote back down south. There's a tune by the name of Lucille. I hope you like it. Lucille.
So this was you remember the Dalton Brothers?
Well,
you probably don't because that's actually U2. That's Bono singing.
Oh, yeah.
Bono, Edge, and the rest of U2 opened for themselves. They came out on the stage in Los Angeles as a country band.
Got to give them, some kudos for originality.
It was creative, and Lucille was actually a song that they wrote, kind of a country song. I would imagine the real serious U2 fans, those ones sitting in the front stages, in front of the stage, in front of the arena, probably knew it was them.
Yeah.
But recognized it, but not much of the rest of the arena going, what is this?
Right.
1987.
That was good.
1999.
The bonfire was three quarters of the way finished, and student crews were almost 45 feet in the air when the first hint of trouble sounded.
I heard a distinct cracking sound as it started going, and then it just kind of shoved me into the wood.
Caleb
that
Miller
was 20 years ago that happened at Texas A&M.
I remember
where they were building,
vividly.
It was a bonfire, but they didn't light it yet. It wasn't because of the fire, it was because they were building it, and structurally, this thing was huge.
It was a massive mountain of wood.
Yeah, and 12 people ended up killed, and they banned it. They didn't do it anymore. They still do it, but it's much smaller scale. It's not sponsored by the school anymore, though. It was ugly. That was 1999, 20 years ago. How about 2015 or 2005?
I'm Johnny Cash.
Ask you how you came up with that sound. It sounded like a train, sharp like a razor.
We'd play faster if we could.
The taste of love is sweet.
I said 2015. It seems like it was more 2015 than 2005. 14 years since this movie was released, Neil.
What?
Walk the Line, 2005.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
I can't believe it's been that long.
It's date.
Another accolade for Willie Nelson today. The Library of Congress will award Nelson the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song in November. It honors a living music artist's lifetime achievement in promoting song to enhance cultural understanding and inspiring new generations.
Cultural understanding. That's what I get when I listen to Willie songs.
Huh. Yeah, for sure.
So 2015, that's a big, big award for a country music artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize. 2015, and then a year ago.
Authorities say the 26-year-old was killed, possibly by bow and arrow, on what police described as a misplaced adventure in a highly restricted area to a remote island east of India in the Andaman Sea. He was trying to meet and convert the Sentinelese, an endangered tribe photographed here in 2004 that's been isolated for centuries and rejects contact
with outside. Believe in this day and age that there's a tribe of people totally isolated in their own world. There is. And this guy, John Allen Chow, tried to go there as a missionary, and he died. It was either via bow and arrow or spear. Wow.
They want to be left alone.
They do. That's obvious. Yeah. And he did not heed the warnings. He was warned.
Yeah, he knew what he was going into.
Yes, he did. Birthdays now.
Are you happy, Alexis? Really happy?
And I'm happy for you. Because maybe now, with something of your own to fill that empty life of yours, you'll finally get out of ours.
Yeah, you take that, Alexis. Linda Evans, who wasn't Alexis. She was Crystal, was she not? Crystal Carrington on Dynasty?
Yeah.
Wasn't Crystal her name? Right. So she is 77 here today. Wasn't she on The Big Valley?
Yes. With Linda Evans, yeah. Audra.
Right, with Steve Majors or Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
Good TV theme here. He was the other guy, the Simon. He had Simon and Simon. He was one of the Simons. Jameson Parker. Didn't quite have the same career as the other Simon. Gerald McCraney went on to be Major Dad.
Is this TV theme time?
I guess it is. So Jameson Parker, 72. Funny guy Kevin Nealon here today.
You see, I'm not a part of this cast, Overrated. I don't even know these people. I really don't. And to be honest with you, I have no connection whatsoever with this show anymore, lawsuits. In fact, I have not seen Lorne Michaels in like 4 years, restraining order. And quite frankly, it takes everything I have to stay up this late right now, coked up. So once again,
Mr. Subliminal, the Subliminal Man, one of the bits that Kevin Nealon would do. Of course, he was Hans and/or Franz.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was there to pump you up. Kevin Nealon is 66. St. Elmo's fire, it's burning. Actually, that's not St. Elmo's fire. You might want to see a doctor. So John Parr, 65, from The Office. He was the accountant.
I am super cool. I am an accountant at a failing paper supply company in Scranton, much like Sir Ian McKellen.
He's a cool accountant, as most accountants are, right? Every accountant you know is really cool.
Right, right.
He's Oscar Nunez. He played Oscar on the... He's kind of like Tony Danza. Every character that he plays and role, he's always his own name.
Okay.
Because he's always Tony.
Yes.
He was Tony in Taxi,
yes.
Tony in Who's the Boss. He's right. Tony in a new Netflix one. Oscar Nunez, 61 today. But she's an English singer. She's singing about the kids in America. What would she know about the kids in America?
She's not much.
Kid in England. Kim Wilde, 59 today. Owen Wilson on our list here today.
Funny guy.
Wow. Wow.
That's one. That's his catchphrase, Neil.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
He's a little nasally.
He is. Well, he has a nose issue.
Yeah, he does.
You ever seen his nose? It's like his nose has been broken. It's kind of crooked, and it's got different indentations.
Right.
It's not symmetrical. Let's just put it that way. Owen Wilson is 51, and Big Poppy. They didn't call him Big Poppy until he went to Boston. When he played here, he was a little bit of a disappointment, but he just kept getting injured and injured, and then we let him go, and then he became a star in Boston. David Ortiz recently retired a few years ago. He's 44.
His body couldn't handle the hard
metrodome
surface.
The turf was an issue. Yeah. It was an issue. His knees and things.
It really was. Gone but not forgotten today. There's just a few of them that need to be mentioned. Where would we be without George Gallup? Just think of all the polls that we would not have had. We wouldn't have the horse
galloping.
We may not even have think tanks. I don't know. Born on this day in 1901, Dr. George Gallup. What about actress Imogene Coco?
You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you enjoyed fruitcake.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
Clark.
I thought so.
Claude. She was an American treasure and made Vacation the movie that it was.
Yeah, so she finally came to the bitter end.
That's right, yeah, she did.
Oh, that's too funny.
Be put behind bars.
Claude. Oh, that's Claire. 1908, astronaut Alan B. Shepard. He was the first American to travel in space, and we honor him today. It would have been his something birthday. He was born on this day, 1923. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Hank Ballard.
Before Chubby Checker, this guy wrote the song.
Yeah.
And I'm sure made some money on it. It's very similar to the Chubby Checker version.
Yeah, it is. Hank Ballard right there, 1927, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
He wasn't chubby enough.
No.
to have that song be a hit, you had to have a chubby guy do it. Chubby Checker. All right, here is our quiz for the Medina tickets. Ronnie Millsap this Friday. 763-450-0100. Call if you know the answer to this question. So, and Imogene Coca. Usually we do a little bit earlier in the almanac, but we like to mix it up. This one was later. This was something that Neil had. Imogene Coca. Gone but not forgotten on this date. In the clip from the movie National Lampoon's Vacation, she misidentifies Clark Griswold's name. What does she call him? It was just on seconds ago. I hope you were listening.
Yes.
She didn't call him Clark. She called him something else. Another C name. 763-450-0100. First caller, correct answer. You win Ronnie Millsap tickets to the Medina this Friday.
Love it.
I'm not here for the All Request Lunch Hour, so I have a very special guest host, noon to one today. Would you like to start a long stretch of music, start out the old Bob FM No Repeat Workday with Sammy Kershaw, Queen of My Double Wide Trailer, George Strait, Living and Living Well, or Earl Thomas Conley, Your Love's on the Line? 3 seconds.
ETC, please.
Of course.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.